9 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Before the break, as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio. Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, Devon Givens again, Tyler Zuli producing. When I went on that rant a little bit about Major League Baseball and Manfred and telling Tony Clark that if they don't get things under control with the coronavirus, they have to shut down. Well, first of all, the coronavirus has never been under control. There was a way to go about it. Now, could Major League Baseball go inside a bubble? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. We've seen reports where it has been said from insiders that it wouldn't be possible for them to, because there are just too many players and coaches and all, where you can't, where it wouldn't work. Okay. So remember when this stuff happened in March, and then let's just say end of March, right? We would get the reports from Woj and Jeff Passan and people covering the NFL, Adam Schefter and hockey insiders, reporters, telling us that the commissioners of all the leagues, including the NCAA, MLS, Vince McMahon, Dana White, wasn't he on those as well, like UFC? Where they had those commissioner conference calls about what they should do. All of them. Everybody had already shut things down, but it was like, how do we proceed? Right? How do we proceed? And we now fast forward to the bubbles for the NHL and the NBA and the situation that Major League Baseball finds themselves in. And then you kind of, now that we are the start of training camp, where is the NFL going to be? This is just, again, it's just flat out ridiculous. Because they were all talking about this stuff together. Now, one may not work for the other, but everyone had a common goal here, right? Which is to be safe and get back. And everybody, they have a 113-page health and safety protocol. But something in there is not working, right? Where the Miami Marlins allowed themselves to go out there and one guy got it. And then it spread like wildfire in that clubhouse. What's up? You know what I mean? What's up? This is just a bad spot. And I, for one, I said this to Tyler earlier. I said to Tyler, this Major League Baseball, we won't have baseball in 2 weeks. We will not have baseball in 2 weeks. We're all guessing. But until they show us that they are ready to shut down the Miami Marlins first and only them, they're going to have to shut the whole league down. They're going to have to shut the league down. How else are they going to continue? Manfred is saying to Tony Clark, if they don't get it under control, they're going to have to shut the season down. Not pause it, shut it down. This is ridiculous that they're here. When it all first starts again, it's not their fault. The coronavirus took over. That's why we're in a pandemic still all the way from March. That's not Major League Baseball. That's not MLS, the NFL. You don't blame them for that. What you do start to blame them for is once they try to get things back and come up with a plan, they have failed at this. They have failed from turning it from coronavirus conversation to labor negotiations where players are talking about they're not giving up money. Owners are talking about they don't have enough, they don't make enough money as an owner. Well, if you don't, then sell your team. That's easy. If you don't feel like it's profitable, sell your team, which was stupid by the St. Louis Cardinals owner. And then they had the issues of how many games. And when they finally get the games back, well, we get the games back. However, now we have 21 positive tests in one clubhouse. They have handled this the wrong way. This has been terrible. Baseball had no room for error. People already started falling out of love for baseball. They could not afford the labor issues that they were going through. Once they got baseball back, everybody was like, you know what? Okay, 60-game sprint. Every game counts. Keeping everything within the region. All is good. Let's just watch sports. Let's watch baseball. It's the first one that's going to be back outside of the MLS. Let's have a good time. Let's go out there and try to win this thing. And now you have this. And it's another black eye on the game. Another black eye on the game. Are you still watching Major League Baseball, folks? Now that the Phillies are not playing right now, are you still watching? Are you? And secondly, do you think the Phillies are going to come back? Because Tyler has already said, you're probably going to have to shut down the Phillies when you shut down the Marlins.
I think you have to.
And in Philadelphia, does that mean you're going to watch other games? Probably not. Probably not. Man, terrible place they're in right now. Terrible place. Tyler, am I off by saying I don't think they'll be playing baseball in 2 weeks?
The only reservation I have with agreeing 100%, you know, blanket with that statement is...
And we're all guessing. But
I think the rest of the league is going to dictate how this goes. So, obviously, the Cardinals-Brewers was canceled tonight or postponed tonight. If more pop up over the next... I would say even over the next 3 or 4 days. I don't know if it's going to get to 2 weeks. I think it's over this weekend.
Yeah, over the weekend.
And Monday.
Like, look, if the Cardinals and the Brewers come up with another positive test, are we really ready to believe that they're not going to shut things down? Are we to believe that? If the Cardinals and the Brewers come up with another positive test, they probably shut it down.
At least for a few weeks.
At least for, yes. Yes.
I think it will return.
Yeah, it's one of those indefinitely. We'll shut down indefinitely, and we'll see if we can bring things
back. Well, and then the problem emerges because this is already running into...
Time.
You know, exactly. This is an outdoor game that's dictated by the weather. You don't play baseball in the snow. You don't play baseball in the rain. So you need at least... clean air.
Yes. Yes. Man. It's so deflating. It is. Because we were all excited for it. And it's crazy because I remember when we were doing the show and I was filling in for Anthony and Andrew and I were talking to everyone and we were talking about the excitement level and the excitement level was not there all the way like I thought it would be. Like Andrew and I thought it would be. Maybe we didn't put on a good enough show. I don't know. But this is bad, man. This is really, really bad. And I know I keep saying that, but it's real, guys and gals. It's real. On the text board, Nate in Southwest says, no. In terms of baseball, do we think we'll see baseball in 2 weeks? No. No, it's quite possible that that will be the scenario that we find ourselves in 2 weeks. Maybe even as you said, Ty, by the weekend, that it might be taken away from us at that point. Maybe. It may be.
Yeah, I mean, I think the next 72 hours are going to be
very important.
Massively important.
Very important for Major League Baseball. 610-632-0975. So we've been talking a lot about the Flyers and the Sixers as they return to play this weekend. Flyers on Sunday, Sixers tomorrow night. Both can be heard here on the Fanatic, 3 o'clock on Sunday for the Flyers, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening here for the Philadelphia 76ers. A lot of that talk. Side conversation, Wesley Snipes, his 58th birthday is today. Great, great movies he's had. Everybody has had a bad one. We ask you to tell us who your favorite actor is and choose one bad movie that they were a part of. 610-632-0975. Just to let you know, mine was Eddie Murphy and that silly, what was it? I said the Pluto movie. It was ridiculous. Whatever. I already forgot it. It was so bad, but I remembered it.
That's how bad the movie was.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And you went with?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
With the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four Part 2, right?
Yes, the second reboot. The first reboot, the second time they went after it.
Right.
And we had a caller that, by the way, did say that they're not part of what is now the MCU.
Yes.
That's correct.
But talking in general, it was Fantastic Four.
I would expect the third iteration to get it right because it's going to be under the banner of MCU and Disney's putting money into it and all that good stuff, right? So I would expect it to be way better. Just that first one or that second one was very, very bad.
Yeah. And by the way, Celtics and Bucks are getting it on.
It's a battle.
Getting it on. 107-107 as the game is winding down. They're going to overtime. We always have a way of predicting these things. They're going to overtime. 610-632-0975. Another Fanatic guy, Josh Rabick, jumps in. Oh, man. He went with Paul Walker. Obviously known for his work in Fast and Furious and Untimely Death a few years ago. Brick Mansions for Paul Walker. I got to tell you, Josh. Other than Paul Walker in Fast and Furious, Paul Walker in that Deep Sea movie with Jessica Alba. You can clearly see I'm a big Jesse Alba fan, right? I don't remember.
Seems to be a common theme.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jesse Alba. Yeah. Yeah, her and, oh man, what's the other Jessica?
Biel?
Yeah, Jesse Biel. Yeah, Justin Timberlake's wife. Yeah, I'm a fan of both of them. I don't remember a lot of Paul Walker's flicks outside of the Fast and the Furious and that movie with Jessica Alba where they were swimming all the time. I don't know.
So I'm this is a guess. I don't actually know.
And I like Paul Walker.
Is that Deep Sea?
I believe so. I'll look it up right now. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, there's like 700 movies that are made around
and they're all
the
called
ocean
Deep Sea.
And sharks.
Yeah, they're all called Deep Sea. Yeah. Let me see. Maybe it's not called.
Deep Blue Sea.
It's called Deep Blue Sea.
Now, he's also got one that's Into the Blue.
Okay.
So I don't... The one that he's in with Jessica Alba is Into the Blue. But Deep Blue Sea is also a movie that...
Hold up.
Exists.
All right, Into the Blue. Deep Blue Sea. Is that the one with LL Cool J?
Deep Blue Sea is... let's see. Let's take a look at the cast.
Yeah, now we're all over it.
Oh, yeah. Samuel L. and
LL. I remember that movie. I like that movie, Deep Blue Sea.
Who else is in it?
Who?
Michael Rapaport.
Yeah, I like Michael Rapaport in these movies sometimes. And then he goes crazy. The movies, he's fine. And then he just goes wild when he starts saying other stuff. He goes crazy on social media. Michael Rapaport is a nut. But no, I like Deep Blue Sea. I like that movie. Who else is in Into the Blue? Scott Kahn. Yeah, Scott
I feel
Kahn.
Like if you're going to make a movie about the ocean,
yeah,
you've got like four words to choose from, right? It's like sea, ocean, whatever. And then it's...
No boat?
Just throw an adjective in front of it. Whatever you come up with, we're cool with.
Oh, man.
That's where you end up with a movie called Large Ocean.
Large Ocean.
Big Water.
Now I got to see this movie that Josh is talking about, Paul Walker's... movie, whatever. Let me see. We're coming to you guys. Hang on. Brick Mansions 2014. Let me see this one. Brick Mansion, an undercover Detroit cop navigates a dangerous neighborhood that's surrounded by a containment wall with the help of an ex-con in order to bring down a crime lord and his plot to devastate the entire city. Who is he with in this one? RZA is in this one, and I got to tell you, I don't know these other people. Josh, I don't know what you were doing, and Josh is a movie buff. Was it David Bell? I guess. The only other person I know here is RZA. All right. I'll take your word for it there, Josh Rabick. It got 5.7 on IMDb. All right. I wouldn't have watched this. I'm just saying. But Josh is a movie nut. He and Pat watch everything. All right, so I know all the Fast movies. He was in Takers. No, he was good in Takers. He was good in that one. I liked him in Takers. That was with T.I., Paul Walker. Was Idris Elba in that one, Takers? Yes? Yeah. Yeah, Michael Ealy, Matt Dillon, Hayden Christensen. They had a lot of good people in this one. I remember that movie. That was a pretty good movie.
Hayden Christensen's disrespected, by the way.
Is he?
I don't think he's nearly as bad as people want to believe. Just because he was so emotionless in the two Star Wars movies.
Uh-huh.
I think he's an okay actor.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know. I don't care, actually. But, all right. Is he disrespected, though?
I think so.
All right. Let's go back to the phone. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 on this Friday night. That's Tyler Zuli. You heard that voice. Drew in Westchester next on the Fanatic. Drew, what's happening?
Hey, Devon. How you doing today, man? How you doing, Tyler?
Good, man.
Good. So, yeah, a couple things. First off, I totally agree with you. I don't think we're going to be seeing baseball much longer.
2 weeks.
I think Tyler's right on with that.
Oh, the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend. I mean, it's a bad thing. And I just don't think they took it seriously enough, to them and football, to
you think they
to get
rushed
this thing
it?
Right.
Do you think they rushed it once they did get the agreement that they were going to play the 60 games? Do you feel they rushed it?
Yeah, I just think they just didn't think it out. I mean, there's a whole, I mean, the bubble concept, you see that's working, and they just didn't think this thing out, that how they expected these teams to travel and be around, you know, other people and just outside of a bubble type atmosphere. Just, it wasn't going to work from the beginning. I didn't think so. And, we're seeing it unfold right before our eyes there.
Yeah. I hope they can figure it out, but I think it's already too late, Drew.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was looking on Twitter and I saw your Flyers question, so I thought I would give a shot at answering them.
Yeah.
So I think a successful run for the Flyers would be to win the first round, probably, because most likely they're going to end up playing Pittsburgh if they stay at that four seed and if Pittsburgh wins their series. And if they could beat Pittsburgh in the first round, that's saying something, and that might even give them momentum into a second round, so... Who's to say, but I think, you know, winning a first round over Pittsburgh would be a huge... win for this young team at this stage right now. You know, I don't think they're Stanley Cup ready yet. They're still too young, but maybe another year or two, but that would definitely be a good start. And I think the player that really needs to step up is the captain. I think Claude Giroux really needs to, you know, show his leadership and his scoring ability and just his, you know, all around offensiveness, because you didn't really see him much in that scrimmage. He was pretty invisible, I think, in that scrimmage.
That's okay.
So,
he's holding
I think,
it.
You know,
he's holding it for the start of the real game.
Maybe he was just, you know, going through the pace. He's just getting, you know, the rust out. But I think, you know, he's definitely the guy that you need to see step up for the Flyers this year.
Gotcha. All right. Quickly, the Simmons and B question: are they ready to win?
No.
Okay. Why not?
I just think they're too young yet. Still, I think they need a little bit more experience. Maybe another year or two. Simmons still needs to develop his game a little bit more, and I think Embiid needs to take it a little bit more serious with as far as his conditioning and the way he plays and getting to the net more.
Okay. The movie,
yeah.
I'm
a big fan of The Rock right now. I like a lot of his movies, but that one movie he did was horrible, and actually a hockey type of movie. It was called The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yeah, that was a kid's movie, right?
I guess it was, but I mean, I liked him in the one kid's movie he did, The Game Plan with the little girl.
With the little girl, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great movie, but The Tooth Fairy just didn't do it.
Yeah, we didn't like The Tooth Fairy. When I say we, I watch all these with my daughters, and we didn't like that one. We did like The Game Plan with the kid when he was a football player.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was a good one. But you know what?
Yeah.
He's in, like we said earlier, Drew, since you just checked in, he's in so many movies. He's bound to have some bad ones.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, even Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, he threw a couple bombs out there in his later days. So, yeah, I hear you.
His birthday was yesterday. We talked about him late in the show. Drew, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games,
right,
man. You too.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. The other movie that we didn't talk about was Samuel L. Jackson and Samuel Jackson and The Rock, since we said they're in everything. They teamed up in that movie with... Was it Will Ferrell?
The other guys.
And Mark Wahlberg?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, like the good cops.
Yeah, they just jumped right off the building. They were aiming for the bushes.
Yo, that was crazy. We had somebody that called in that couldn't hang on with Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yes.
They never, did they say what movie it was?
No, I just asked what actor. I wanted to...
He's had a lot of bad ones.
The one that immediately sticks out for me is another one with Will Ferrell. I think it's Daddy's Home.
Yeah, I watched them. My daughters
like
them.
He's like a tough
guy. Yeah, my daughters like them. And so I had to watch both of them. There are two of them. And I had to
I didn't see the second one. Yeah. So I went to see the first one in the theaters.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
And it was one of those... I think it was me and my fiance, was my girlfriend at the time, and a buddy and his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And I literally sat there, like, with my head, like, rested on my fist on the arm.
Yeah.
On the armchair for an hour and a half, and walked out and didn't say a word and got home. And it was just like, that was the biggest waste of money in my life.
Yeah. I watched it with them, and I was like, all right, we watched them back to back. We checked both movies out. And, you know, it was what it was. It was like, all right, whatever. I won't watch it again unless they wanted to watch it, but I'm cool. I don't need to see it again. By the way, the Bucks beat the Celtics 119-112. Giannis finished with 36-15-7 in the victory over the Boston Celtics. Also got in one block, one steal. All of this in 32 minutes, people. 32 minutes. Chris Middleton with 18. Shot 6 of 20, so not a good night for him, but he did end up with 18. Got to the free throw line, had 8 assists, helped out in that way. Lopez Brook with 14. Dante DiVincenzo, 10. And single digits for everyone else, but they all contributed. Leading the Celtics, Jaylen Brown with 22. Kemba Walker, 16. Gordon Hayward, 17. 9 boards, 6 assists. A full game for him. Here's the big one. Jason Tatum, 32 minutes. 5 points. 2 of 18 from the floor. He'll bounce back. He's too good of a scorer not to bounce back. Brad Wanamaker, the local product here from Philadelphia, 14 points. Marcus Smart with 23 off the bench. So that means the Celtics now drop 2 if they're counting their record these ways. This way, I don't know. 43-22. Who knows, but... yeah, so that's that. Bucks beat the Celtics right now, and that's where this night is right now. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Kyle when we get back first to give him all his time. It's our final segment. Gerald, oh, G, we definitely talk movies with G. Flyers, Sixers, baseball, are they done? And your actor or actress who had a clunker in their movie career. 610-632-0975 is our final segment when we return right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Devon Givens, final segment. Tyler Zulli, you have to tell the people about this new nickname that you just shared with me before we came back on the air. Kyle, Gerald, and everybody else, hang on. You got to give you this one, 610-632-0975. Give us this.
Yeah, so I was just scrolling through Twitter, and somebody, I guess, must have gone in and edited Basketball Reference, and Lou Williams has a new nickname now. They call him Lemon Pepper Lou.
Lemon Pepper Lou. That's a pretty good one. Hey, man, he has the Lou Will 23 Lemon Pepper Wings on the menu at Magic City, so why not? What's the problem here?
You might as well embrace it at this
What's
point.
What's the problem here, right? What is the problem here? I bet you their sales are going up. Bet you their sales are going up. 610-632-0975 as we, again, continue to have our conversations overall and general about the Phillies, Major League Baseball, the Flyers, the Sixers, and where we are right now, because it's really bad. By the way, if I asked you, where were the Phillies in the National League East standings in terms of games out of first, what would your best guess be?
At this point or?
Right now.
Three.
One game back first place.
That's it.
One game.
Wow. Okay.
One game. Marlins, they're at the top. two and one with a .667 winning percentage. Tied with the Braves, 4-3 with a .571 winning percentage. The Nationals, 3-4. The Mets, 3-4. Both 4.29 winning percentage. They are tied with the Phillies, being one game back out of first place. The Phillies, 1-2. So there's that. Yes, that's how crazy it is right now. Phillies
baseball's
are one
weird.
Game out of first place. There's that. There you have it. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Quakertown. Kyle, next on the Fanatic. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Devon. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Yeah, I was on the lunch break earlier, and I heard you read my tweet, so I had to call in and say thank you about that.
Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah, I wanted to hit all your topics that you're talking about and then talk a little union if I could.
Absolutely.
Last
night, yep.
Yeah, that was awesome. But to start, Phillies, yeah, I agree with you. I think baseball's going to get shut down at some point, whether it's the whole season or just for a period of time. They just mishandled everything with that, so that's just a mess.
Yeah, it's a big-time mess, man. Right now, just looking at how things are going. And it just look at the timeline for them. I laid it out a little bit, Kyle, just from coronavirus, which is not their fault, then coming back trying to get the season started. Now it's a laborer dispute. Then with the labor dispute, now it's a game dispute. Finally get the games going. Now you have this issue with the Miami Marlins. Now the Cardinals and Brewers are postponed for tonight. We'll see about tomorrow. It's just too much, man, too much. And now the commissioner is saying to Tony Clark, if we don't get this under control and do a better job of managing coronavirus, it could be shut down for the season.
Yep. And my Flyers point for what they need to do outside of Carter Hart, I think they need to score on average 3 goals per game. That'll give Hart some leeway. And I think they need to play their game. They need to take it to the other team rather than have the other team dictate how they're going to play. Because if they play their game, my personal opinion, I think they can skate with anybody.
Okay, I mean, listen, that's where we are, man. We know that Carter Hart has to be the number one, but there are other aspects of this game, of course, that they've been tremendous at this season, which has put them in this position that they are in. And if their defense can hold up and just play the entire game with that intensity and do what they've been doing all year long, then they'll be in a good position at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Sixers, I think Ben and Joel are ready to win now. I think the rest was good for them. Tobias has been a tremendous leader with keeping the group together, keeping the chemistry. I think he's almost that vocal leader on the team, and he's that veteran presence that they need along with Horford. But both Ben and Joel being healthy, I think they're ready to take that next step.
All right, let's hope so, man. We find out starting tomorrow, at least with the first game of the seeding games, of the 8 seeding games for the Sixers. On your way out, Kyle, you had a chance to listen. Do you have a favorite actor or actress that just had one bomb or two bombs, but just a bad movie in general?
Yeah, mine was Will Smith, but it was After Earth. And then real quick, the Union, they're playing awesome.
Yep.
Brendan Aaronson is a stud. I love their coach, Jim Curtin. And I'm going to steal something that I saw on a sign from the Phillies World Series, Brad Lidge. Mm-hmm. Only God sees more than Andre Blake. That dude is a monster. So
we
have
talked
a good night,
about
man.
Him last night. You got it, Kyle. Thanks for the call. And Kyle did say After Earth for Will Smith on Twitter. I just wanted them to share it again with the folks. But you talked about Blake last night.
Yeah, Andre Blake's been fantastic. And like I said, I know that there were some stipulations that were keeping him within the area, and it has something to do with the national team that he plays for, but I would imagine that that's probably up soon, which means I would think he's probably going to be on the move soon. And to be fair, I mean, listen, Andre Blake has played unbelievably well. They also got a little bit lucky last night. There was a free kick that banged off the crossbar, or I guess the post it would have been, that he had no shot at. It was beautifully struck, and it was hit. It hit the left post, and would have made it 3-2. Now, granted, they probably still would have won the game the way they played down the stretch defensively, but it would have made it 3-2. Maybe changes the mindset, the outcome of the game a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, puts a little bit more pressure on the Union than they did at 3-1. So he's been great, and they've had a little bit of a string of luck, and you know, especially with that particular free kick last night.
Yeah, good for them, man. Let's hope they can keep it rolling. Look, we don't exclude them. Remember, we did a show a couple weeks ago. We included the MLS, and people said, they don't count.
Yes, they do.
We showed them respect, and hopefully they can while they're in this playoff run inside their bubble, keep it going. Andrew Brandt, a frequent guest on The Fanatic. He is a former Packer executive in the NFL. He is the executive director at Villanova for, I believe it's the sports, like the media, sports media department, something along those lines, but I don't want to, you know, disrespect that. But to Jeff Passan's thing earlier that he tweeted out about MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred telling the Tony Clark on Friday that the sport doesn't do a better job of managing the coronavirus, it could shut down for the season. Andrew Brandt follows up with this gem. When in doubt, blame the players. Yeah, didn't we say that earlier when we were talking about this? Blame the players. It's their fault. They have a fault. It is not all their fault. You are in charge. You should have done a better job in handling this on Saturday when you found out, Sunday when you found out that that game should not have been played, and not leaving it up to them to make that decision on their own. I do place blame again at the feet of Jeter and Mattingly and the players, but it ultimately is the same for those guys that run, that guy that runs baseball, Rob Manfred. 610-632-0975.
By the way, to follow up with Andre Blake and the reason as to why he's still with the Union, this happened back in 2017, so I was correct. It's because he plays for Jamaica's national team. Mm-hmm. And because their national ranking is so low, he actually had, there were reports that said that Brighton and Hove and Crystal Palace both offered multi-million dollar offers to the Union after Jamaica made a run to the Gold Cup finals. And this, the holdup is that Jamaica's national rank is so low that that can't happen, or it couldn't happen back then.
Right, right. Good luck to them, man. Seriously. Seriously, good luck to them. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Gerald in Miami. What's up, G?
Hey, Devon.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm doing all right, man. But first off, the coronavirus is a safety issue. Am I correct?
Yes.
For the league, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if it was lightning out, do they let the players vote if they keep playing in lightning?
No, they do not.
If the field was not playable, if there was, the turf was tore up or was too wet, do they let the players vote on that?
Nope.
So you can't blame the players on this. They should have never had the option to vote to play in an unsafe manner, period.
Right. Right. And that's why when I said it was the Marlins, I was speaking more of the front office and the manager, and then, of course, the players for voting and saying they were still going to go out there. But at the end of the day, what we can blame them for is going out, if it's all true that's been out there about them going out and not being responsible enough in Atlanta, that's where the blame is placed on them.
Yeah. Well, the MLB has to have I work on sets. We have to have coordinators on set whose job is to make sure people are following the coronavirus guidelines, that there's social distancing, that they don't have fevers. MLB has to have these people at each stadium. And if these people are testing positive, it's a wrap. This game is postponed, period.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I said 2 weeks. Tyler said it could be as early as this weekend. We all have to find out. But if they cancel the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight, postponed it, and we do not have an update yet as for tomorrow for their them playing, we won't know. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So I got someone that you have a name for the bad movies, but I do want to mention this first. Number one, you were right, Wild Wild West was pretty bad, but it gets worse. Do you know what movie he turned down?
Yes, I do.
The
Matrix.
He turned down The Matrix.
Yes, I do.
To do Wild Wild West.
Man, right? Yeah.
I mean, Wild Wild West was a bad choice, and then seeing what The Matrix became, it's just like, wow.
Yep. Absolutely.
here's why I give him a lot of respect. After Earth was terrible. Everybody who has said that is right. But you have to understand what After Earth was about. That was Will trying to set Jaden up to be the next young superstar lead actor.
I get it.
So
yeah, that makes
sense. That's what that was about.
But it was still bad, according to a lot of people.
I think what he did is he's got a, when he reads scripts, he's got like a bad stack on one side of his desk and a good stack. And I think he just got confused when he picked up After Earth and Wild Wild West.
All right, okay.
He should have picked out the Matrix pile when he was picking After Earth.
Yeah, that Wild Wild West thing could have waited.
Yeah. So listen, I got one nobody has named, and I know you're going to notice. You remember a movie called Bullworth?
Yeah, I remember Bullworth. With, what's my man's name? Don't tell me. Oh, man. Darn it.
Initials are W and B.
Beatty. Warren Beatty. Yeah,
Warren Beatty.
Yes.
And no, but the person I'm talking about.
Halle Berry.
That was Halle Berry.
Yep.
And here's what's bad, dude. She had a string of them. She had that. She had Baps. And then she had Catwoman.
Yep.
She had a string of terrible movies.
Yes, she did. Yes,
and
she
did.
And
it hurt. It hurt to see somebody so fine. In such bad movies. But do you remember in Bullworth when Warren Beatty was rapping?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I remember that. That movie was on all of the time on cable.
Well, because it was free. They probably charged the cable companies no money for it because it was so terrible.
All of the time it was on cable. Have you ever met Halle Berry out there?
I have, man. I'll tell you a really quick, interesting story. I used to be in an improv troupe. Called the LA Connection out in California, and we would do improv. We had a set show every Sunday night. And one of the girls in our troupe had worked with Halle and was kind of friendly with Halle Berry. So she invited Halle to the show, had like an open invitation for her to come. And one day Halle shows up, right? So one of the things that I've always told myself is like, I decide that, like, I put myself in situations and go, if this happens, I'm going to make sure this is what I do to try and prep myself if that ever happens.
Okay.
And some of the situations are like these crazy situations. Like if I ever get to like produce a documentary on Michael Jordan, like what am I going to do? Or whatever, something crazy.
No, I got you.
So I had been like, yo, if I ever meet Halle Berry, I'm asking her out, like straight up. I don't care. I'm not going to be like, well, I never did. I'm going to shoot my shot. And if
That's
it don't
right.
work, it don't work.
That's right.
Right. So she walks, I'm standing by, like in the lobby because we used to greet some of the people as they came in before we went back to start the show. She walks in and she was with the European model guy that she, I don't know if they got married, but I know they had a child together, but
yeah.
It was right when they were first starting to date.
Right.
She walks in with him and I'm like, oh, and she's like right in front. I'm like, hey, she's like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, you know, he's kind of like, hey, they're giving him the comp tickets. And I said to her, I said, listen, thank you so much for coming. I said, I told myself if I ever met you, I would do something. I looked at him and her, and I looked at them both, and I went, and I mean this not in a disrespectful way, because I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is, because you're here on a date, but I told myself I would always ask you out on a date. So I understand if the answer is no, but I wanted to make sure I said that.
That's great. I love it. That's right. I love it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love
it. And, hey, the good news is, you know, my story is she ain't really ever say no, so I might still have a shot.
That's right. She just smiled and said, that's sweet, I'm sure, right? That's her. That's
yeah, I
it.
Mean, if he hadn't been
she
there,
gave that pretty smile.
In, bro.
Oh, no question.
You know, if he hadn't been there.
No question, right? How tall is she, like 5'2"?
Yeah, she's not big, but hey, and the funny thing is, I thought I was going to bump into her again because the guy who trained her for the John Wick movie and all the guns,
yeah.
The shooting and stuff, his name is Taron. He's a really famous shooter guy. He's like a world champion at shooting things accurately and fast. I think his company is Taron Tactical. Mm-hmm. I actually trained with him for a movie that I did with Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
So, and it was around the same time she was training. And every time I went up in there, I was like, come on, Holly.
Hey, let me
shoot my shot.
That's right, man. That's right. Hey, yo, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you sharing that with us. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you. Taron Tactical, he said? Because I know I know some people that love that stuff. One person in particular. Like that background with all that.
Well, I always find it interesting with movies in general when you have actors and actresses who are, you know, obviously trained professionals at what they do, but there are certain things that are in movies, you know, whether it's shooting or hand-to-hand combat or underwater stuff, you know, scuba and things like that, obviously that they're not professionals in.
Yeah.
And they have to get trained on it. And it's, you know, it's just like anybody else.
Okay.
That, you know what I mean? Like, it would be like if me and you wanted to learn how to become better, you know.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Or something like that. We'd have to go to a gun range.
Yeah, I just pulled it up right here. This guy, Terran Tactical. Yep, Terran Tactical. Actually, one of the videos is Keanu Reeves.
That's awesome.
Shredding with Taron Butler, Chapter 2, Director's Cut. Yeah, 2017. So you know this was all John Wick stuff. You know it.
Of course.
Yeah, so anybody looking for it to understand what G is talking about, T-A-R-A-N is Taron. Yeah, T-A-R-A-N, Taron. And by the way, Taron trained Halle Berry. Great. Because that stuff she was doing and then the dogs. John Wick, first of all. We already know about John Wick.
John Wick.
John Wick 1, 2, and 3. You know what it is. We can all argue about that when you will all lose. Because John Wick is fantastic. And I didn't catch that one until cable because I was like, man, get out of here, John Wick. You know, him turning into 53-year-old. Now he's this, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's funny.
I was like, no way.
It's funny you bring that up because you and I have talked about before, you know, like movies and different things.
Yeah.
That we just had assumptions that we would not like.
Right.
And that you were like that about John Wick. You're like, ah, you know, whatever. I'll see it when I see it. And now it's one of your favorite movies.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies. And I told the story. I was in the house. It was the weekend. You know, a little downtime. Everybody's out of the house. So I'm doing the laundry. I'm folding the clothes. And I'm like, I keep seeing this John Wick. All right, I'll look at it. Yo, I didn't finish folding the clothes until like the end of the movie. Because you're now getting caught up in it. You know how you do
that. Yeah, and the funny thing is too, like I can 100% picture you because I would do the same thing. You got the same piece of laundry in your hand. Like you got a towel or something.
It's a t-shirt.
Just hanging in your hand for like 45 minutes just sitting
there. I can't fold this little washcloth because Keanu Reeves is, you know, elbowing this one, shooting this one, stabbing this one. You know what I mean? I was locked in. I'm all in on the John Wick movies. And I always love when we talk to G. G said he's going to get me in the movie, by the way. Gerald.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, I'm going to be in one of Gerald's
movies. You'll get a full like IMDb credit and everything.
That's all right.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I'll be the guild. I'm going to get my SAG card, man.
That's one of those things, like you being in a movie, right?
You know, yeah, Pat would be mad, too.
No matter how good or bad you were, no matter how much or little screen time you got, no matter how good or bad the movie was, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of that aside, no one would ever be able to take away from you, I was in a movie. Like, I have a credit in a movie.
Got my SAG card.
You know
man.
What I mean? Like,
my common set.
I always think about that.
I'm an actor. That's right. I'm going to be in a movie.
Now, no one can ever take away from you.
Like Steven Seagal.
You were in a movie.
I don't want to be in a movie with Steven Seagal right now, though. But as long as G gets me in a good movie, we're good, by the way. All right. Last one before we get ready to head on out of here, man. And thanks to all the callers tonight. Thanks to all the tweets, all the listeners who couldn't get in but shared, you know, joined in via Twitter, or the ones who called Tyler and couldn't hang on but just wanted to contribute. We appreciate it. As always, thanks all week for what you have done. The NFL has suspended Antonio Brown for 8 games. His agent says he's not going to appeal. He's going to accept the suspension. And then I kind of scratched my head. I had the emoji, right, the thinking emoji, and then the scratching in my head. Didn't he say he's done with the NFL?
So he did say so he was retiring.
Why are we worried about? Why is his agent saying because that guy's crazy? Because
he's going to play in Week 9.
Because
if there's a Week 9, he'll be playing.
Yeah, because he's a
for
little
somebody.
Off. He's a little bit off. He is a little bit off. So yeah. All right. Here's one more. C-Dot. Before we get out of here, Angelina Jolie, Beowulf, straight trash.
Yeah, that movie was bad. That movie. Have you seen that movie?
No, I wasn't watching that.
That movie. Tried to use CGI like before CGI was
huge,
like
right,
kind of pinned down for what it was supposed to be. It was bad, man. I saw that in the theaters too.
Did you?
I did. I was young.
Well, she was on fire at that point.
Yeah, she was
hitting
was
on everything, right? All her movies, and she didn't hit on that one. She missed on that one. So that was one of them. And 76ers 39. Yo, D, for me, Sally Richardson, a.k.a. the finest woman of this of the last 30 years, lost me with a slew of crap movies. She's starting with Gargoyles. Any movie named Gargoyles, you just bail out. Horrible movie. She should have stopped after the posse and Low Down Dirty Shame. She was fine as hell, though. Yes, she, Sally Richardson, is tough. All right, final poll numbers.
Flyers question for you today was, what's a successful season for the Flyers in 2020? We had just a little bit over 300 votes. 37% say win multiple series. That's what ended up winning. Second place was just under 25% with win one playoff series. Third was 21% go to or win the Stanley Cup. And coming in fourth at 17% was it's already a successful season.
And okay.
The second one for the Sixers was are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons ready to win at this point in their career? 352 votes on this one. 60% say yes, they're ready. 40% say no, they're not.
Mm. Yes, they are ready, and a pretty good number. I like the confidence. Like the confidence. Well, look, we'll be back on Monday, 6 o'clock. No, we are back.
Sixers on Monday.
Sixers on Monday, but I am...
So you'll be back.
I'll be following the Sixers. No, previewing 6 to 7.50, leading you into Sixers basketball, and then we'll do a quick in the post wrap-up. Tyler, you'll be producing the game.
Yep, you and I will be back together on Tuesday.
All right, so we'll be back Tuesday. But I'll be back 6 o'clock getting ready for Sixers basketball, Sixers Spurs in that game. And then we'll have in the post, of course, Tyler will be back with us on Tuesday. Flyers on Sunday, Sixers tomorrow. Listen all weekend on the Fanatic. 7 o'clock tip tomorrow against the Indiana Pacers. 3 o'clock puck drop for the Flyers on Sunday against the Boston Bruins as they start their round robin games, three of them. Hopefully the Flyers get things done. So have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday. We do have some sports. Let's enjoy them. Go Sixers. Go Flyers. I'm Devon. That's Tyler. We'll catch you next week. Enjoy your weekend right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.